Intervju Radija Študent.
Drage poslušalke in poslušalci, javljam se v živo s festivala Ment. Danes poteka tukaj drugi dan festivala. Mi pa se bomo pogovarjali z hip-hop, hardcore punk, dvojcem horror, ki sta trenutno na evropski turneji. Z menoj sta DOGM in Yeri Bones.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Slovenia.
What up?
Thank you so much for taking your time on this pretty long tour that you're having. So, how are you?
Good.
Great.
Happy to be here. First time playing here. First time being here in general. So excited to see what the night holds.
Oh yeah, we're all excited. Really happy to have you here. But first, let's go back a little bit. So you've been playing since 2012, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And some of the media, they would say like you're still this duo from New Jersey. But you actually are more active in Los Angeles because you also moved there after a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, before we go to the now time, I want to ask you, because you are known and whoever saw you got the impression of this really intense hip-hop, punk, hardcore, really explosive show, and you're really known for it. So my question is, because you're very specific in this sense of genres, what was that build you in or shape you or your sound in New Jersey where you were growing up? I also know a fun fact that you were actually wanted to become a professional basketball player. So I really need to know how did that combine? Is there a lot of basketball players that would be like into this kind of music?
No, I'm the weird one out the pack that just happened to fall into this genre of music. Everybody that plays basketball or in that world of sports
and we come from
like an urban neighborhood is not listening to this kind of music. But I was just a seed in the pool trying to make it out, become, I wouldn't necessarily say professional. You know, we all kids, we have hoop dreams. Everybody wants to go to the NBA, but just to at least make it to a 4-year college and play basketball. But that's another chapter. That's another that's another lifetime. But what was the first question again?
So where you were growing up, what would be the, I don't know, music you were growing up to, or what were your influences for the first sound that later became horror sound?
It starts with hip hop first, because you know that's what we were around. That's what we were listening to. I mean, obviously before that, my parents were listening to something totally different. My parents are from Haiti, and so like I grew up listening to kompa and like jazz and stuff like that, like world music. And then like hip hop, just again, that's just what I was going to school hearing, my peers and stuff like that. And then so we didn't get on to like rock, you know, to like later, maybe like 19, 20, stuff like that, you know? But I would say hip hop shaped us first. In the sound of horror.
Yeah.
You know, that started there.
Yeah, like you said, piggybacking, hip hop as a culture, rap was the thing, you know? Because when we was kids, younger, you know, we didn't have internet, we didn't have phones.
Right.
We watch videos from the TV, and listen to the radio.
Mm.
Being young and watching DMX and Jay-Z, and at that time, in between those videos, you'd be waiting and you'll see a video like Korn or Slipknot or Papa Roach or System of a Down. And at the time, I wasn't really attracted to it to go listen to it or buy it, but I was definitely intrigued enough to be like, whoa, what is this? This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I can like it, because you know, all my friends at school might make fun of me or liking it, so I didn't really get attached to that. But it's after the fact, when I got a little bit older, and I start finding out about different cultures and subgenres. And when I found out about punk, that was like, it just melted my mind. And then you find out about just other subgenres within punk.
Yeah.
So it all started, hip hop is the main base. And like you said, our parents, you know, they listen to Motown, jazz, reggae.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we the young kids, we listen to what's in. This is hip hop, rap, we grew up on, and then found out about punk. And yeah, from then on, it was just like, whoa, so many bands and genres from punk to classic to this, that is so many. So. Mm.
And so when you moved to Los Angeles, how was that scene complementary to what you already shaped in from New Jersey experience? Was like something that was different and attracted you for that also influenced the sound later on?
LA definitely had a scene going on.
Yeah,
we was going to shows.
LA had a punk scene, but the punk scene in LA was attached already to the New York scene that we were already in.
Right.
You know, it's just a different coast.
Right.
Okay.
Same bands and same people circulating throughout the states.
Right.
But I feel like when we came to LA, you know, us with our own sound, we were just trailblazers into making what we have now, into working our sound out and having it be unique and special and genuine and organic to what we like within the music range.
And so in these recent years, it was also so a known fact that you were collaborating with Travis Barker. But I know you from a different, I don't know, let's say era, when you were touring in 2017 for a band, Kate Maw, Dollar Signs. And then I started listening to or researching that scene in around LA. And then I would also see that Girl Pusher is also from around that scene. You're now touring with Nate No Face. That's also more underground.
Right.
How does that, like, so on one hand, you're working with very famous producer that's now also a Kardashian. And then on the other hand, you're still a big part of the underground scene.
It's kind of always who we've been. Like, you know, even when we were in New Jersey, we were, before we started the band, we were a collective of artists just trying to help our community of people and artists. And so no matter where we go or how, you know, high we take the levels, we're always going to shed light on our fellow artists and our, you know, just our community. You know, we've known Nate probably before we even moved to LA.
I've known Nate No Face since MySpace.
Yeah, like we've known him for a long time. I used to do this project called No Faces. It was a mixtape that I used to do like solo. And I think that's kind of how he found me, because it was just like he was Nate No Face, but I was making a project called No Faces on totally different coasts, and I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
And that's how we found each other, and we've been cool since then. So it's actually really, really rewarding and really cool to see us touring together like this time around. Like, I'm so excited. And he's great. I love him. He's great. He's a great human being first, and then a great artist, great writer.
Yeah.
I mean, so now that I'm experiencing your second, let's say, European tour since I'm following you. So the first tour that I followed you to Munich was with Kate Maw, Dollar Signs, that also like less known band than you. And now seeing you also touring with less known bands that is your friend as well, I think that's really cool because that's how you're also promoting the scene around
you. We gotta build the community, man. We gotta
put the homies on, man. Like you said, it's all about community and showing love to your close people and friends and peers. And we
want to get and Nate is doing his own work. He don't really need us to put him on. Nate is doing like his own work, but it's exciting to be able to get to a level and be able to bring your friends along with you. You know, if I'd rather, you know, be with my friends sharing the world and being able to like share the wealth with it, like, you know what I mean, as we go. So
that's what it's about. That's really nice.
Yeah.
So now let's move on. So that was Tomorrow We Escape, your last album. an amazing album. I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you. I just had to say it.
But like all the songs are such bangers, and I also love that aspect that is also with you for some time, like since the beginning, the community moment when you're also collaborating with a lot of people around the scene, and so this was no exception. You also have some really nice guests there from rapper scene, and also there is Noah Twins that is more rockish, and then let's not forget our gothic queen Chelsea Wolf.
Of course, of course.
So I would love to hear everything. We don't have that much time, but like maybe a little bit about this collaboration still, and you can still mention some of the homies that you're representing.
All right, so I'll try to be as quick as possible. Chelsea Wolf, that came about, like, we played a festival. I always forget what festival we played.
Can't remember.
But
festival was in Belgium.
It was in Belgium somewhere, and she was playing before us, and we were watching her side stage, and we're just like, oh my goodness, she's amazing. Like, this vocals, it's so, oh my, it's everything, you know? And so, like, I remember just thinking about it the whole time. Like, it never left my brain. And then I had a friend back in Los Angeles that was a good friend of hers. Shout out to Elfie. And she connected me with her, and that's how we made the song. Like, that's I reached out to her, and I was like, yo, we're working on this record. I have some ideas that I want to send you. And ironically, I sent her, like, three songs. Two that I was like, okay, maybe she's gonna go for that one, but I sent the third one as like a maybe she'll try this, maybe she won't like it, and she liked that one in particular.
Oh, nice.
So it was just like kind of rewarding to hear it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was that one. And then, Pink Sifu, Nova Twins, like those are like homies, you know, and Young Skirt, they just all friends. And so as we're working on a project, we just like hear a song and we're just like, okay, who would sound great on this? Boom, let's just reach out to him, you know? That's how that happens. And then Greg.
Greg Chiara. You know, we have history with the Dillinger Escape Plan. You know, so. We played their last.
That's insane.
Their farewell tour, 2017.
Yeah, something like that.
In the UK. And they've just been such good people.
Yeah.
Everybody in the band, and Greg is a close friend. And one of my personal top five vocalists.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
In my book. And yeah, it ain't nothing but, hey, we got a track for you. Sure.
Yeah,
let's get it.
Yeah.
And we've been holding on to that track since that tour. It's been a while. So yeah, I love that track. Mm-hmm. I love
That's
Greg
so
too.
Cool.
Shout out to Greg.
And so let's get a little bit political as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the lyrics, and also you've mentioned, it was also inspired. Okay, so the album Tomorrow We Escape is, it is a little bit more specific in the political expression than maybe albums before, because there are some songs that would mention exact names of members of Black Panther, or there is also Asata Shakur reference. She was the first woman, she was from Black Liberation Army, which is most important thing, not that the FBI really wanted to find her.
Right, yeah.
Thank God, she could stay in Cuba till last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that came up? So,
I mean, that song when you talk about Incline, you know, we got another reference within our camp. It's actually the song on Dr. Dre's Chronic album.
Yeah, The Day the Niggas Took Over.
Yeah, the song is called The Day the Niggas Took Over.
Mm.
And we looked at that song as like
Inspiration.
Yeah. As in, yeah, we coming through, we Bogart, and we kicking in the door, and we taking what we want to take, and we don't care how you feel. And that's just the way it is. That was the inspiration between us. Asada is just a powerful figure within our culture and community and history. And also, you know, Tomorrow We Escape. She literally escaped.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, where she escaped from was New Jersey.
We're
from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it just all it all adds up to the message and the visual aspect of it and just everything we're about, you know, like we're artists. So it has to be presented in a certain way and tasteful that you can get it. Well, you know, because we're not straight, yo, like, fuck this, fuck that person.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we got to do it in a way that we feel comfortable in expressing it. Because anybody can get on record and be like, yo, fuck Trump, fuck ICE, fuck this, fuck that.
It has to have more connections.
We give you a broader connection and a more meaning so you can take it, digest it, live with it, learn it, you know, comprehend it. And it's also beautiful art too that can live on forever instead of being right now in this moment and you're gonna forget about it in 2 weeks. Because everything is so diluted and saturated right now that everybody's like, what the fuck is gonna happen next?
And shedding light on the black woman, you know what I'm saying? It's like black woman has always been disrespected, and women in general, but like, you know, and so it's just shedding light on all those aspects, you know?
So thank you for that. I also did a little bit of reading afterwards. I didn't know a lot, but and you were also really into reading, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning some books that you were reading in the recent times, and also movies. So maybe a little bit also about that. What's been on your e-readers?
me personal, I've always had trouble with reading as a kid. Because I'm such a visual aspect person, because I draw too.
You can read though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get into that.
Okay.
I'm such a visual person with art. You know, I've always looked at art and photos and pictures. And growing up being in school, you know, you got to read, you got to do a book report. I've always like read. And then you turn the page. You're reading and you're like, oh shit, what was even on the first page? I fucking forgot. I gotta go back. But recently with over the pandemic.
Like you're reading it, but you're not retaining the information.
I'm retaining it because I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
Recently over the pandemic, you know, everybody was losing their mind all over the world. No matter what you was doing. I don't care if you was fucking going crazy.
For sure.
But anyways, over the pandemic, I started to read the autobiography of Malcolm X. And as I was reading page by page, I was learning, comprehending it, and it was sticking that I didn't forget because I was interested in what I was actually reading. And, you know, I read the whole book and I was like, damn, grown ass man, this is a milestone of me reading a book that I can remember, go along and tell somebody else. And then from then on, you know, you like pick and choose of like, all right, what are you interested in reading? Because I feel like reading is a thing that if you don't want to read it, you're not interested. It's like watching a movie. You know what I mean? Yeah, you might fall asleep.
Yep.
Oh, I got to rewind it back. Oh, you know what? I might turn it off and watch it later. So I feel like it's, you know, hand in hand. It's like what you're interested
in
reading.
I got some book recommendations. Pete the Cat. What else? Any Dr. Seuss books? Nelson Mandela. I got a 4-year-old, and so like those are the only books I'm reading right now.
Oh, really?
I'm reading bedtime stories.
That's so cool.
You know, I'm reading stories in the daytime. I'm reading stories before bed, and we're reading like 3 to 4 books. Usually it's just like one book and then you say goodnight, but now with him it's got to be like 3 to 4 books. So.
Oh wow, that's nice.
Yeah. So that's Pete the Cat.
I'll check it out.
There's a bunch of them too, so like it's good. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe also a few movies recommendation, because you were also performing in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
That was a reference to Kill Bill, which I also love. So I'm keen to hear more of recommendations since I guess we connect in that
video. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That depends where you want to go. It's so many genres, you know. If you want to stay horror, you know, Kill Bill's more like action thriller, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to go horror, Terrifier is crazy. I don't know if you ever seen that.
Give him the Terrifier story.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if y'all ever seen that, but if you into, everybody's not into that type of horror.
There's, I mean, like, I'm really into horror, the band, but not that much.
Oh, I see. You wouldn't be able to, then you wouldn't, she wouldn't be able to last. You know what I'm saying? There's like slasher horror, there's like psychological horror.
Slashers, I can do slashers.
Yeah, all right, well, that's a slasher, but that's like slasher on
steroids.
That's just like OD. So maybe not Terrifier for you, all right?
Okay.
What's another good movie?
Well, the top five in the top five horror genre right now. That
Hereditary.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know if you watched that. Hereditary. What's the other joint that homie produced?
Midsommar. Yeah. Oh my God. Also, Clipping said the same.
I'm like, okay. Talking about that. Okay. You always talk about that.
Yo, that tripped me out.
Oh, what's another good one, man?
Have y'all seen, what's the joint with, what's the name, Demi Moore? Substance.
Oh yeah. I can watch this.
But you're not gonna put that in top five.
No, it's not top. I'm just saying it's.
I mean, the audio was very disturbing. Like, more than the visuals.
Top five.
But yeah,
I got to think about that, man. When I get put on the spot, I think about top fives.
No worry. I think you mentioned that. Some.
But
that
Terrifier.
Are,
yeah. And Hereditary. Pretty up there.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
So what can we expect from tonight's show? How do you feel about people moshing on the stairs?
Yo, we were talking about that.
I was seeing that.
People are doing this.
I was like, what's going to happen? Are they going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're pushing on the stairs.
All right.
It's happening.
I look like y'all about to...
Okay. Oh, we can, yeah.
I can't hear
we do pyramids.
Yeah, that shit looks crazy. Tonight is going to be thunder and lightning.
Yeah, be safe out there. You know, it's going to be a lot of love and a lot of energy.
Love.
Bring a lot of energy.
Chaos, care.
Yeah.
I'm going to come down there and get right with y'all, too.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Nice.
Lots of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how much time did we already... Oh, okay. So maybe is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Fun facts from the tour or concluding thoughts of this interview?
We never been here. We've literally never been here. We've probably been around.
Yep.
But we have never been here. So I'm excited.
Yes.
With the energy, the love the people have to offer. Because I'm coming in here with my whole heart. Dedicated to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So
okay, could you already see something that I don't know, something in Slovenia that got you thinking about how is this country like?
Well, not yet, because we haven't been anywhere.
Oh, it's okay.
Rain. Yeah.
Okay. We have that.
Yeah, we just got here and then it started raining, so I'm like, all right, we can't really like go take a walk or anything like that. I mean, we can, but.
Yeah, it's don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the concert.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hopefully you will come back or
for sure.
We'll see another. And thank you for the album.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It was really great.
Go listen to that album, man. That's what they need to do, man. Go
because tomorrow maybe we will have to escape.
Yeah, man.
But let's not end on the pessimistic notes, because I could go on and on. So thank you again.
Thank you.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay. To je to. Drage poslušalke in poslušalci, če se poslušate, pridite danes na koncert v Kino Šiška in obujte plesne čeveljce, ki ne drsijo, ker bo eksplozivno.
Intervju Radija Študent.